Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off Maseches Beitza with Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin, and then we're going to be starting the next Masechta, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. As we finish off Maseches Beitza with Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin, we finish off our discussion of the halachos of Eruv Tchumen. Says the Mishnah, Misha Zimein Etzla Orchim, if someone invited guests from outside his Tchum, they came to him on Yom Tov because of their own 2,000 Amos or 4,000 Amos if they made an Eruv Tchumen. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yolichu B'Yadamanos, they're not allowed to take portions of food home with them. That since the food belonged to the host at the start of Yom Tov, it's not allowed to be taken outside of the Tchum. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ela Im Kain, unless Zika Lahem Manosehem Me'erev Yom Tov. Unless the host had given them ownership of their portions before Yom Tov, in which case the food assumed the tchum of the guest. As the Bartanura points out, there's a concept of Zachin Adam Shalom Befana, that you can give them ownership of the food even before they arrive to his house by transferring ownership of an object to another person, even if they are not present. Again, this concept of Zachin Adam Shalom Befana means that you can be Zoche, you can do something positive for someone else, even if they're not in your presence. So in this case, you're allowed to say, okay, I want you to take home the food with you, so I'm going to be mezake it to you, I'm going to point it for you, and I'm going to designate it for you, and give it to you before Yom Tov begins, even though you're not actually here to make a kinyan on it, to do something, to actually take ownership of it physically beforehand. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we conclude with some halachos of Mukta, Ein mashkin v'shochatin es hamidvarios, that you're not allowed to give water to and then shecht various animals that are running around and roaming around on Yom Tov because they are considered to be mukta. That since animals that roam freely are not readily accessible, the owner did not intend to use them on Yom Tov, and therefore they are considered to be mukta. Aval mashkin v'shochten es habayasos. However, you're allowed to give water to and slaughter domesticated animals, animals that are in your home, animals that are clearly prepared beforehand. Those you are allowed to give water to them, and you certainly can shech them as well for your purpose. The Mishnah clarifies: Eluhin payosos halanos ba'ir. Domesticated animals are those that spend the night in a town, or an animal that's inhabited with people. Midbarios halanos ba'alfar, and roaming animals are those that spend the night in the pasture, in the fields, that are not in your area. Continuing now again as we begin Maseches Rosh Hashanah with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now, as we begin Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we should just be aware that obviously when we think of Rosh Hashanah, we're thinking about the first of Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah of the year, the day when we pass before Hashem, as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as a sheep, that he's judging us, that he's deciding what our year is going to be, the ksiva, the writing down of our life, of that next year is done on Rosh Hashanah, the finalization, the stamping of our years happens on Yom Kippur, and that's certainly what we think about when the name Rosh Hashanah comes to mind. However, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph is going to teach us that there's not only a Rosh Hashanah as it pertains to human beings, to our judgment, but there are other types of Rosh Hashanah. There are other types of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year, in other contexts as well. It says the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, there are four new years. Be'echa Benisan, Rosh Hashanah, Lemelachim. The first of Nisan is the new year for counting the years of Jewish kings. Generally speaking, that's how they would date various legal documents. It was based on the number of the year of particular kings who were in power. Again, the first year of the reign of a Jewish king ends when Nisan arrives, even if, as the Bartanura points out, he began his reign right before. It hasn't been a full calendar year. It might have been just a month or two. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, once Nisan begins, then that already begins the second year of that person, of that particular king's leadership. And the Chachamim learned this based on a pasuk in the beginning of the sixth parak of Malachim Aleph, where the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign is equated with the 480th year after we left Mitzrayim. And again, as the Bartanura explained, since leaving Mitzrayim took place in the month of Nisan, the pasuk indicates that the years of a Jewish king's reign are also counted from the beginning of Nisan. continuing in the Mishnah, what else does Nisan, is Nisan the beginning of the year for? Vilir regalim, and for counting the first three of the Shalosh regalim after a person makes a shvua, makes a vow that someone, again, we have the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so the three Yomim Tov, where people go to Yerushalayim, and someone who makes a vow to bring a karban, but does not do so until after the three Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, until they have passed, he transgresses the prohibition of Baal Ta'achir, of taking too long to bring and delaying the karban that he has to bring. The Mishnah is teaching us the count of the three Yomim Tovim begins in Nisan, meaning today, meaning from the beginning of Pesach, which of course falls in Nisan. Continuing in the Mishnah, Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. The first of El is the new year for determining which newborn animal should be grouped together for Maiser Behema, that a person who owns cattle, sheep, or goats is obligated on a Torah level to bring 1/10 a Maiser of the animals born each year as karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. He gathers the newborn animals into a pen that has an opening wide enough for only one animal to pass through at a time. He counts the animals as they leave the pen. He marks every 10th one with red paint and says that this is Maiser. He brings the marked animals as karbanos, and he and his guests eat their meat in Yerushalayim. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad, B'Tishrei. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, no, at the first of Tishrei, the regular Shana that we're used to, that in fact is the new year for this purpose. Continuing with the third potential Rosh Hashanah, says the Mishnah, Be'echad, B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, L'Shanim. The first of Tishrei, again, that's the Rosh Hashanah that we're used to, that we call Rosh Hashanah. That's the new year for counting the years of non-Jewish kings, by which legal documents are also dated, as the Gemara describes in Daf Chesem, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, for the purposes of a document dated by the years of a non-Jewish king, each year begins with the first of Tishrei. However, as we learned previously, in the case of a document dated by the years of a Jewish king, each year begins on the first of Nisan. What else is the first of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah for? Says the Mishnah, Vela Shmitin, Vela Yovel, for the start of the Shmita year and for the Yovel years. Again, the Shmita year is every 7 years. The Yovel is every 50 years, when land may not be worked. Continuing, Lanetia, for counting the first 3 years of when Arla begins to be a prohibition. The Torah forbids us to eat or derive any benefit from fruit that grows in a tree during the first 3 years of its existence, and that would be called Arla. When it comes to this halacha, the new year starts on the first of Tishrei. If a tree was planted at least 45 days before the first of Tishrei, then it begins its second year on that date. So it's smart sometimes to maybe plant it a little bit before, so you could get less time where you're prohibited to eat and benefit from a particular tree. And as the Bartanura points out, these 45 days are required because a tree needs 14 days to take root. Until then, it's not considered to be truly planted. The next 30 days are necessary because this is the minimum length of time that can be needed as 1 year for this particular purpose. And therefore, if a tree is planted 45 days before the first of Tishrei, then it begins its first year upon taking root 15 days later, and its second year 30 days after that on the first of Tishrei. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vili Yerakos, and the first of Tishrei is also considered to be the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, for determining which vegetables should have Meiser, and the Trumos and Meiseros separated together. The owner of produce grown in Eretz Yisrael is obligated to separate it, like we've discussed previously, certain portions from it each year, gives any amount to a Kohen, that's Truma, a 50th, a 40th, a 30th, and so on and so forth. He gives 1/10 of what is left to a Levi, that's referred to as Meiser Rishon. He then separates a 1/10 from that which still remains in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. He takes the 1/10 to Yerushalayim, that's referred to as Meiser Sheni. If it's too much to bring the actual fruits, then he'll just exchange it for money, and he'll bring the money to Yerushalayim to buy food to eat it there. In the third and sixth year, there's something called Meiser Ani, where he gives to the poor people, and on a Torah level, these obligations apply only to grain, grapes, and olives, but the Chacham extended them to include all types of vegetables. And again, in order to know which fruits you're going to include for all of these different separations, you have to know that the new fruits begin on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Finishing off the mission with the final Rosh Chodesh Be'echad B'Shvat on the first of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam K'divrei B'Shamai, that is the Rosh Hashanah for the new trees. Which new trees, which fruits of a tree should also have their Trumas and Maaser separated together according to Beis Shammai? It is on the first of Shvat, Beis Hillel and B'Chamisha Aserbo. However, according to Beis Hillel, it is the 15th of that of Shvat. That's what we refer to commonly as two Bishvat, is the 15th of Shvat. That is the Rosh Hashanah. That is the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, and again, that's when the Trumas and Maaseros are going to be separated accordingly. Now, the Mishnah began by stating that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, there are four New Years, but it actually listed five. You have the first of Nisan, you have the 15th of Nisan, you have the first of El, the first of Tishrei, and the first or the 15th of Shvat. And the Gemara and Daf Zayin of Rosh Hashanah explains that the Mishnah said four because there are really 4 months, Nisan, Elul, Tishrei and Shvat, that contain a new year, but ultimately they're actually more than 4 new years, they're actually 5 new years. Quick review, we finished off Maseches Beitza today with Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah told us that if someone invited guests from outside his tchum to his home, then they're not allowed to take various portions of food with them because the food belonged to the host at the start of Yom Tov. He can't be taken out of the tchum unless he was mezaket. He designated it for the guests from before Yom Tov, in which case it really belonged to them. Zachan the Adam Shlo Befanov can work and it can allow them to have ownership, and therefore they would be able to take it with them as they leave. Then the Mishnah concluded, but with a discussion of Mukta. The Mishnah told us you're not allowed to give water to and the shecht various animals that are roaming in the field in Yom Tov, because they are mukta, but animals that are domesticated, you certainly can feed them, and you certainly can shech them as well. They're not considered to be mukta, they're considered to be prepared from before Yom Tov. And the Mishnah concludes with a designation of exactly, with a definition of exactly what this means. Domesticated animals, says the Mishnah, are those animals that spend the night in a town or an inhabited area where there are people, and the roaming animals are those animals that spend the night roaming in the field. And then we begin Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph. Mishnah Aleph taught us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. The first Rosh Hashanah is the first of Nisan, for the Jewish kings is determined by that. It's also the first of Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah for counting the first three Yamim Tovim after making a neder that you're going to bring a karban, so as to prevent you from. So if you let a Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos go by, then you are going to be over the prohibition. You're going to transgress the prohibition of Baal Ta'achar, of delaying the carbon that you vow to bring. That's number one. Number two, the first of Elul is the new year for determining which newborn animals should be grouped together for Maaser Behemah. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said that it's really the first of Tishrei. Then everyone agrees the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for counting years of non-Jewish kings. Again, legal documents are also certainly going to go by the non-Jewish kings as well. First of the first of Tishrei is also the new year for the start of the Shemitah year, for the Yovel years, for counting the years of the 3 years of Arla, and for determining which vegetables should be separated together for Trumas and Maaseros. And then the final one of the Rosh Hashanahs is in Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, it's the first of Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, and that's certainly how we hold, of Tu B'Shvat, the 15th day of Shvat, and that is when the fruits of a tree have Trumas and Maaseros separated from them. Have a great day.